Hello and welcome to another The Right Way podcast. I'm Mark Wright, your host again. Welcome back to our weekly or twice weekly podcast, depending on how we can fit them in. This week is episode 7 already, and this week we'll be talking about the North African and Arab world uprisings and revolutions that are currently going on, including we've seen in Egypt with Hosni Mubarak being ousted in the end by his people. We're now seeing Libya with Colonel Gaddafi sort of in throes of kind of fits of rage and taking out on his people, and he's just, you know, he's all over the place really. We've also had Bahrain uprising, we've had demonstrations in Iran, even in Jordan where the whole parliament has been dismissed and sacked effectively. And of course, not forgetting the Israel and Palestine problems, which have been going on for decades. So yeah, I hope you can all join in and into this discussion, because it's quite deep and probably will require more than one podcast actually, but this is just sort of scratching the surface really. So as we see on our news, we're seeing British and foreign civilians being rescued and evacuated from Libya. This is in protest and to sort of rescue the people who don't want to be caught up in the conflict of effectively Colonel Gaddafi, who has been a result of uprisings in his country from protesters who anti-government, who want to have their freedom. He's been cracking down on them, and there's been some awful bloodshed really. Hundreds and hundreds of people have been injured and killed, and there's some horrific images and stories that I've been reading on the internet over the last few weeks and days. So what is the international response from this? Well, so far America, Britain, the UN even, and various other Arab states have kind of condemned this, and they've sort of said, you know, oh no, this is not good, you shouldn't be doing this, but they seem reluctant to kind of push forward with any kind of sanctions or, you know, sort of actually sort of standing up to this guy and saying, you know, you shouldn't be doing this, and, it's, you know, we've got to do something about this. I mean, Tony Blair said that, you know, people should, you know, we should try and make peace with these people, and he was the one out there in the 2000s, and the noughties even, and he was there selling arms to these people, and just for oil. It was all very murky business, and now he's trotting around the Arab world, sort of trying to sort of patch it all up. And I'm afraid, you know, you can't do that. You can't have friends with these dictators on one hand, and then sort of tell them that they're wrong and they should be not doing what they're doing on the other hand. You can't have it both ways. So the current Libya crisis is absolutely devastating, and no foreign journalist can actually get in at the moment, so I'm reading sort of second-hand reports from people on the ground, if they can get an internet connection, or you know, if it's like Al Jazeera or something like that, and they're providing some very good unfiltered information, often quite horrific tales and stories. So I do think we should sort of stand in solidarity with these, with the Libyan people and the Egyptian people from before, who've faced terrible oppression over the years, and really these people should be set free, and you know, their protests and revolutionary style protests is absolutely remarkable, and we have to congratulate them that for what they have achieved so far. But still in so many countries, Iran and Libya for example, where there's far much more heavy-handed opposition to resistance, and it's going to end up in a big clash, if not a civil war, and the region's very unstable as it is anyway. So what effect could this have on the rest of the world? I mean, already we've seen oil prices coming up. We've added another $10 to the average price of a barrel for the Western world. I mean, we pay a hell of a lot for our oil anyway, because it's so scarce, and Arabs seem to charge a lot for it, which you can understand to a degree. They want to make as much money as they want. That's their prerogative, and they want to do the best for their country. But, you know, it's having a big effect on the countries like United Kingdom, where our petrol has reached record highs, about £1.30 something a litre, or whatever it is at the moment, and that's, you know, it's really putting pressure on people for their weekly consumption. That's how it's having a real effect on us back here. I mean, average working people are finding it hard to get by, with VAT costs going up, cuts coming through, standards of living rising, and it's just, you know, it's very, very tough going at the moment, and anything that the United Nations can do to sort of ease the situation in these Arab countries and help the people, you know, overthrow their leaders and give them a a sense of freedom, which they really do deserve, because a lot of them have been under oppressive dictatorships for years and if not decades. That was the case with Hosni Mubarak, who recently fled Cairo to Sharm el-Sheikh in Egypt. So, yeah, I think the next stage will be very interesting to sort of watch and develop. I mean, we've seen President Obama saying, you know, this is wrong and we should, you know, stand by the Libyan people and the Arab people, but it'll be interesting to see after the sort of the invasion of Iraq, where the Americans and the British went full head of steam into that and invaded and took out Saddam Hussein. And arguably Colonel Gaddafi's doing very much the similar kind of thing. He's obviously got oil he's sitting on, he's committing genocide, he's killing and massacring hundreds of people, pretty much the same as Saddam Hussein was doing. I don't see the difference, so why aren't they invading now? Not that I'd agree with it, but it just seems they're holding back for some reason. We are not so sure why, but maybe they will eventually bring their troops in. So yeah, I've just, you know, sort of highlighted a few issues there, and I personally think, you know, I'm sort of against the idea of a full all-out war and invasion. I don't think that would be any way helpful to the situation. I think that would just stir things up even more, and other sort of Arab countries and states around Libya and Bahrain will just rise up against us and see us as we're meddling in their business. And, you know, that, look how that turned out in Iraq. You know, it's still not a stable country by any means. I mean, they're less of a dictator. They haven't got Saddam Hussein anymore. But how can we say it's an improved nation and reformed nation? It's still in a lot of its early throes, and you know, it's still not really getting there as quickly as perhaps they'd have wanted to. There's still a lot of you know, hardship that goes on. People aren't living in the greatest conditions. It's going to take a long while to kind of get through to the people that, you know, they can all live together really. But it's so many different factors and issues going on there that's very messy. But yeah, well, I think we'll be interesting to see in the next sort of months and even years about what eventually happens with this sort of domino effect, as they call it, which is sort of coming from starting sort of the Tunisia, where we had Ben Ali. He got removed from his people and big bloodshed there, but which spread to Egypt and now onto sort of Bahrain and Libya and all across the region, North Africa and the Middle East. It's a real sort of knock-on effect, and I do wonder where it'll end up. So yeah, if you've got any interesting thoughts or analysis, any kind of debates you'd like to sort of counter with me, that you think that maybe we should invade and, you know, throw hell to the wind and say, you know, that you shouldn't be sort of oppressing your people, and let's sort of sort this regime out and press our democracy onto these people as Tony Blair would like to have it. And, you know, if you want to sort of just debate with me, then feel free to come on my podcast, and you can do that through various ways of contacting me. My Twitter, which is MarkWrightUK88, thank you, and my Facebook, which is www.facebook.com/MarkWrightUK88. If you'd like to come on for a Skype chat or a recorded Skype chat anytime, an interview, debate whatsoever, you can contact me on MarkAWrightUK, that's MarkWrightUK, and my blog, which I update fairly regularly, sometimes more posts in one day than others, and it just really depends, but that's a good blog, and I do recommend you read it. Obviously I'm biased, but my blog web address is www.markwrightuk88.blogspot.com, so please check me out there if you can. So yes, if you've got any more thoughts or feelings towards this matter and uprisings, revolutions in the Arab world, and where this will eventually end really, and what the world and this region will look like after perhaps it's done, or if it'll ever settle back down again. It's hard to tell, and the picture's not very clear at the moment. So if you do have any thoughts about where this will end up, then, you know, we'd love to hear them. So thank you for listening to this podcast, and as I said, you can always check me out on the various platforms and media contact details, as I previously stated. Please rewind for them if you'd like. But yeah, for today and this week, this has been Mark Wright presenting the Right Way podcast, and we'll hope to hear from you soon. Thank you.